Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Each year from the 7th through the 14th of July, the Festival of St. Fermín is held in Pamplona, Spain. This festival has become an event known around the world for one reason: the bull run through the streets of Pamplona. The spectacle originated as a way of getting the bulls from outside of the city into the city's bull ring. Today, six bulls are brought into the corral, some 825 meters from the bull ring. At 8 a.m., the bells of the Church of St. Cernan ring, and the bull run begins. The six bulls are released, and they chase the horde of people in front of them through the narrow streets. Generally, the run lasts between 3 to 4 minutes before the runners lead the bulls into the bull ring, where matadors are on standby to keep the bulls occupied while the runners scatter to safety. It goes without saying that this is an extremely dangerous event, for in 2016, 15 people were gored by the bulls. And since records began in 1924, 15 people have died during the bull runs. I must confess that I really don't understand why anyone would want to participate in this event. Now, I suspect that the rush of adrenaline you feel as you're fleeing for your life in front of one of these ferocious beasts would be hard to equal. However, I'm not sure that the thrill would be worth the risks. But how many of us live our lives on the run from things that are trying to trample us? Perhaps we have engaged in a sin that has brought great thrills, but now, like a giant, ferocious beast, it is chasing us down to run us over. Perhaps family problems or employment issues, financial struggles, low self-esteem, poor health, depression, or you can just fill in the blanks, seem to be haunting you down to destroy you. It seems relentless in its pursuit, and you can feel its hot breath on your heels. If so, please be aware that you're not alone. Biblical authors also experienced these feelings. Listen to Psalm 56, verses 1 and 2. Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. Here David pleads to God for grace, because the Philistines were attempting to destroy him. His only hope was God's grace, for only God's mercy could deliver him from those who were seeking to trample him underfoot. We find a similar situation in Psalm 22, verse 12, where David says, "Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me." These enraged bulls seek to destroy the suffering servant of God. In this psalm, which unmistakably prefigures the crucifixion of Jesus, we recognize that these strong bulls of Bashan are those who stood around the cross, hurling their insults at Jesus as they, like bulls, tried to gore and crush him. The attacks upon David, just as those that are upon us, are real, dangerous, and often painful. However, these attacks did not lead to despair. Instead of defeat, the king who is beaten and abused by his enemies is the one whose righteousness will be proclaimed to generations yet unborn. Indeed, Jesus has done it, for on the cross he proclaimed, "It is finished. The debt is paid in full." But to all appearances, it looked like Jesus had been trampled and left for dead in the streets. But on Easter, the victim became the victor. The fierce beasts had done their worst to him, but now they were the ones who were tamed and domesticated. Yes, our troubles may still chase us, taunt us, hurt us, and even try to destroy us. But in reality, they can do nothing eternal to us. They've been defeated. They have been exhausted, corralled, and judged by Jesus. Our enemies of sin, death, and temptation may be chasing us like an enraged bull, but we know that in Christ they will never destroy us. Let us pray. O God, do not let us put our trust in anything that we do, but mercifully grant that by your grace we may be defended from all adversaries through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and the world without end. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.